Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for October 2018. Greetings everyone, we start tonight's official broadcast with presidential comment. It's NZART President Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening everyone, from a very hot Darwin, where I'm attending a work-related conference. Last weekend I was a member of a maintenance party that went up to the Marlborough Branch 22695 repeater on a peak called the Ned, just south of Blenheim. In the last edition of Break-In, you will see an article about the anniversary of the IRLP node on the Mount Climby repeater in Wellington. This article mentioned the amount of work done around the country by volunteers keeping our repeater and associated assets working. So it's nice to be part of a team making a contribution at a local branch level doing just this. I know that in some areas, expertise in keeping these assets running are becoming scarce. Perhaps this is something for the future, pooling of resources and expertise for this purpose. While on the NED summit, I operated a 40-metre portable phone station and made enough contacts to activate the site for SOTA, Summits on the Air. SOTA is fairly new in New Zealand. Warren, ZL2AJ, runs a regular SOTA column and break-in, and is a contact person for any queries, being the ZL SOTA manager. SOTA could be a useful recruiting tool for the more active and or younger prospective amateur combining the outdoors and amateur radio. Next in this broadcast, Debbie will mention next year's council and presidential election. In addition to Debbie's comments, I would like to add that if no new nominations are made for council, there will be vacancies in at least two of the four council districts. It would be nice for a change not to have the new council asking for volunteers again after the next election. Please note that as I have stated earlier in my break-in columns, I will not be running again for the position of president. Feel free to contact any councillor, Debbie or myself, if you would like to know more about being a councillor. Finally tonight, I would like to wish the team displaying amateur radio at the Maker Fair on November 9 in Wellington all the best. Good night all.
Thank you, Stuart. The president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The Western Suburbs Radio Club Branch 03 NZART will be holding their radio equipment sale next Saturday, the 3rd of November, at the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, 217 Rosebank Road, Avondale. Now it's a big hall, and there's plenty of parking. Tables are $10 each prepaid before the sale date or on the day of the sale, if they are still available. Doors open for sellers at 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9 a.m. Now there'll be a good range of food, tea and coffee available. The sale concludes at 12 midday. There's a $2 entry fee for all visitors. For more details about the equipment sale, look at issue number 381 of NZART's Info Line. The Western Suburbs Radio Club equipment sale next Saturday, the 3rd of November. For NZART headquarters news, we move onwards to Upper Hutt, where it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. By now, you will all have received your October break-in. As usual, at this time of year, biannually, the returning officer places a call for nominations to President and Council. If you or someone you know is keen to become involved in the running of the association at a national level, please contact me if you would like further information or a nomination form. The annual subscriptions are now payable. You have 1 month left to be eligible to claim the $10 discount for a transmitting or family transmitting membership. Please also remember that any donations to the association can be claimed through your annual tax return. However, receipts must be requested as these are not sent out as a matter of course. For those of you who believe you did not receive an invoice, this was attached to the address label of your August break-in. If you have misplaced it, please contact me at headquarters so I can send you a replacement. This month has seen 22 successful passes. an awesome effort by branches holding hamgram courses and the occasional request to sit the amateur radio exam within a branch. With the year-to-date total of 63 new amateurs who have passed the NZART examination. Just a reminder, however, that all applications must be accompanied by a good quality passport-styled photo of the candidate, not a photocopy, and an application form together with the results of the exam SAT. Furthermore, any candidate who was not born in New Zealand must be able to provide proof of residency, that is, a certificate of residency or citizenship of New Zealand. Well, that's about all from me this month, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. Kapiti Branch 69 are holding their annual equipment sale on Saturday the 10th of November at the Kapiti Branch Club Rooms, Tutanakai Street in Parapara Umu. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. for equipment drop-off and at 9:30 a.m. for buyers. See www.zl2kb.org.nz for details and a map. That's the Kapiti Branch 69 annual equipment sale on Saturday the 10th of November. On the international scene tonight, and following September-October break-in's focus on recruitment and youth in radio, I have included a recent Newsline clip featuring a West Virginia convention address by the ARRL president, as highlighted by our break-in editor, Mark ZL2UFI, in his latest editorial.
Should the ARRL rebrand itself to appeal to a new generation? The organization's new president posed that possibility as a recent appearance in West Virginia. Jim Dameron, N8TMW, was there.
The 60th annual West Virginia State ARRL convention was held August 25th in central West Virginia at the WVU Jackson's Mill Conference Center near Weston. Highlight of the convention was an address by ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. In his 45-minute keynote speech to a capacity crowd, President Roderick asked,
"Are we even relevant anymore as ham radio operators?" Well, let's see. We're world communicators. We provide public service. We help in emergencies and disasters. We help save lives. We talk to the jungles of Africa, to the beaches of the South Pacific. We bounce signals off the moon. We talk to astronauts. We promote technology. We do positive things. So absolutely, we are relevant.
What about change in the hobby?
But we've got to accept change, and we've got to adapt if we're going to bridge that gap to that next generation. So the question that I have here, that I've challenged my colleagues with a lot with ARRL, is this. Is it time to rebrand ham radio? Maybe we need to rebrand the American Radio Relay League. That's a pretty profound statement. Maybe we need to rebrand the American Radio Relay League.
Roderick offered a closing challenge.
Well, I think we ought to get out there and stir things up. That's what I think we ought to do. I think you ought to go back and rejuvenate your club. Over the next year, get somebody into ham radio. The second thing I want you to do, I want you to help a ham that needs your help. And the third thing I want you to do, if you're not a member of the American Radio Relay League, you need to join today. Because you know what? Whether you like us or not, we're all you got. Ain't nobody else in Washington, D.C. helping us. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Don't you think it's time to give something back? Now, I believe, as a group, if we all did that, we'll make a difference in this hobby as we go forward. Be a champion of ham radio. Let's work together and get it done. Thank you very much.
ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. Reporting from Jackson's Mill, West Virginia, for Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder from New Plymouth Branch 27 that the next NZART conference is being held in New Plymouth over Queen's Birthday weekend, the 1st and 2nd of June 2019. The venue, the Quality Plymouth Hotel. Now, accommodation is available at the venue. Details can be found on the conference website, conference.zl2ab.org. conference.zl2ab.com. conference.zl2ab.com. Please note that camper vans are not permitted at this venue. Right now it's time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome any new Waro members to this broadcast. There are two levels of membership in Waro, one for ladies who are transmitting members and associate membership for ladies who are interested in our organisation but do not have an amateur licence. The third form of membership is Friend of Waro, and this is available to any person who wishes to support our aims. If anyone would like further information, details can be obtained from the Waro page in any NZART call book or from Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF at ZL2TYF@gmail.com. Now I want to tell you a little bit about sponsorship. Waro members can sponsor YLs from other countries into our organisation, and Sponsorship Secretary Marlene, ZL1MYL, has a number of DXYLs waiting to be sponsored into Waro. The idea is that a ZL member sponsors a DXYL into Waro and in return is sponsored into membership of that YL's organisation. Sponsoring involves making sure that each YL being sponsored receives a copy of the Waro Bulletin, usually by email. The frequency and type of contacts that you have with your DXYL is up to the individuals involved. It can be very satisfying while travelling overseas to meet the YL you sponsor and also to welcome them to New Zealand if they travel in our direction. Personally, I find sponsoring DXYLs into Waro very worthwhile, and as a result, I'm a member of the Germany DLYL group, the Canadian Clara, and Australia ALARA organisations. If you would like more information about sponsoring, contact Marlene, ZL1MYL, at perma@extra.co.nz. That is perma@extra.co.nz. Finally, bulletin editor Topsy ZL2LS hopes to have the next bulletin ready by Christmas and asks that any items or copy be in her hands by the end of November if possible. Many branches will be having Christmas functions, and a couple of lines about yours and a photo would be most welcome. That's all from Waro this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, it's NZART Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, NZART Branch 80. Their next club meeting is on the 14th of November at the club rooms on Whangaparua Road. The topic will be HF Receive Antennas, Theory and Practice, hosted by Douglas, ZL1BFS. And remember that on all other Wednesdays at 7:30pm, the club has informal meetings where members just come together and discuss things. That is, except for the fourth Wednesday every month, when Earth Station enthusiasts have their project meeting. From the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, their annual general meeting is on Tuesday the 20th of November, held in the club rooms at Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting from 7:30pm. To Napier Branch 25 NZART, and the next regular meeting of the branch will be on Wednesday the 7th of November at 7:30pm. And it will be the annual general meeting. See your newsletter for details. Close by to Napier, and Wednesday the 28th of November, is the Hastings Branch 13 NZART annual general meeting and homebrew competition. And that's from 7:30pm at Papakawai Hall on Papakawai Road in Pakawai. Just a note here to remember the Hastings Branch 13 and Napier Branch 25 Christmas dinner on Friday the 30th of November at the Napier RSA. That event will start from 6pm. Details in your local newsletter and numbers attending to David ZL2DW, please. Wellington Branch 50 NZART has its next meeting on Wednesday the 21st of November at 7:30pm, which features a visit to the Marine Radio Headquarters at Avalon in Lower Hutt. You'll need to consult the branch newsletter or website to get more details on the meeting arrangements. Inquiries to Bernard ZL2BD. And there will also be a social group meeting on Tuesday the 27th of November from 1:30 p.m. at the QTH of George ZL2AG, and that's at 14 Vasanta Avenue in Nio. Over to the South Island now, and Nelson Radio Club, Branch 26 in NZART. Wednesday the 21st of November is the night for the annual general meeting and pizza night, and that will be held at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms, which is situated on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads in Nelson. Nelson Branch 26 also has a weekend camp planned for Paratai Lodge on Lee Valley Road in Brightwater on the weekend of the 2nd to the 5th of November. Look in your newsletter for details. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART in Dunedin. On November the 7th is a fox hunt on 2 metres. The 14th is a construction night. On the 21st, the theme is the Million Dollar Mouse. Captain David Smith was part of the Ivohe crew who ran a team to the Antipodes Islands and back for a very successful mouse eradication program. This is a great story and photos from a place most of us are never likely to see. And finally, on the 28th of November, yes, you guessed it, it's the 91st Annual General Meeting of the Otago Branch of NZART. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.